Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Bob, I've made it no secret. I've kind of been into The Voice this season.
Are you a dreamer? Do you want to go on the show?
I like to look at the performances and feel that anticipation and excitement. I don't think I'll ever get to actually have it for myself. But look, there is one unsung hero in The Voice. You often see the competitors, the judges are there, but nobody often thinks of the band. And we have a really special guest joining us this morning. It's Michael Dolce, the lead guitarist of The Voice band. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Look, thanks for joining us. We know you're on a busy schedule at the moment. The Voice is obviously something. How long have you been doing that for?
Well, it's been 11 years. My goodness. Yeah, when it initially started, we thought, you know, a couple of seasons it'd be over, and we're still here now. So I can't complain.
Very few reinventions and rebrandings of it as well. Clearly, it's just working out for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely, and the ratings are still there, so I suppose it'll just keep on coming as the years go by. Hopefully we'll be there for a few more years.
Now, I imagine, Michael, and I can't even begin to imagine, really, your job must be quite intensive. You are the lead guitarist of the band, which means you're learning the songs probably with quite short notice, I would imagine, to then play to the judges for someone to sing over.
Yeah, it's a really quick turnaround. Just to give you an example, it seems like as each year goes by, the learning curve and the time they give us to learn the songs seems to get smaller and smaller as each year goes by. This year was absolutely brutal because we were working around the coach's schedule. So we got 6 days to learn 135 songs. And that was brutal. And I can tell you now, there were 3 sleepless nights where I literally did not sleep for 3 days straight. And it was pretty hectic. And even the turnaround between the rounds were really quick. Look, every other year, there's always been about 3 weeks leeway to learn 135. And mind you, that's only for the blind audition. So once the blind auditions finish, like this, for example, we finished the 135 songs. We recorded it over 4 days. And then we had like 2 days to learn another 50 songs. So it just, the wheel keeps turning. We're probably playing and learning approximately between 280 to 320 songs a season.
Look, you're a professional. That actually bodes really well for what I want to ask you. I've recently turned gig promoter, Michael, and I've managed to secure Brooke a gig at the Overland Corner Hotel. There's been a bit of talk about what she's going to do. She's settled on doing a DJ set, but it's still going to be her first public musical performance. Can you give her any advice on the gig lifestyle?
Oh, look, you know, the whole thing is just enjoy it, you know. You know, obviously with performing comes, you know, you get the nerves and stuff like that, you know, the anxiety. But, you know, it's, as I always say in my Q&A sessions, it's you get that feeling, you get that really, look, you go out to perform and you're really nervous and you're playing your song or you're performing your set and, you know, halfway through the performance, you're really nervous and then you start to sort of ease off near the end of the song and then, you know, 3 minutes later, it's over. You know, you walk off stage. That is if you're performing one song. And you always walk off saying to yourself, well, you know, I wish I just can go back and do that again because I really enjoyed the end part, you know, and I got, you know, I was in my stride right near the end. So I want to go back out there and do it. So, I mean, the advice I could say is just, you know, when you're out there, try and sort of, you know, attain that feeling from the get-go so that way you do enjoy your performance. And that's what I try and do, you know, relish the moment and play for the moment and enjoy myself. That's probably the only advice I could give at this stage.
What about working with the crowd, you know, feeding off their energy, giving them what they want?
Well, you know, being in the Voice band, we don't really have to worry about that because, you know, the singers are doing that up front. But when I'm playing with various artists around the country, I mean, yeah, you just got to give it your all, you know, and try and sort of, even though, if there's a singer up front, you know, you've still got to connect to the audience. At the moment, I'm on tour with the Ministry of Sounds, and we were in the Gold Coast just on the weekend, and that was amazing. You know, you sort of see the people up front, you connect with them, you know, you see them smiling, you know, give them something to take away. I mean, that's what I strive to do anyhow, you know, with my performances. There is no golden theory, I suppose. You sort of learn, you know, I mean, I've been playing for 30 years, so I've just learnt to do it as I go, and I'm still learning. So, yeah.
That is truly awesome. And going back to the voice as well, Michael, I do want to ask you, what is it like for you when you're seeing these people come out onto stage? They are from all walks of life. The judges still don't know who's singing to them yet. Do you feel that buzz in the air?
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I mean, they're up front. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 11 years and I still get nervous playing the songs. And I can only imagine what they're going through. So, it's an unnatural environment because what you have to understand is that the band, we can't make a noise, the audience can't make a noise, and the contestants walk on stage and it is dead quiet. You can hear a pin drop, and it's such a cold feeling. And you do that 300 times in a season, it doesn't get any easier. And I feel for the contestants. So. I can only imagine what they're going through, and it is really hard because they only get to sing the song twice before they actually perform it on camera.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and it's only 10 minutes. They only get 10 minutes. So the way the process happens is that the voice band go into the studio and we record backing tracks for the contestants to practice to. So those backing tracks are purely for their listening and practice. So they get about a week with that backing track. Then once we're on set, the band is playing it live, they're singing it live, but they've already had the chance to listen to the way the band will play it, and so they get a good feeling of that. So by the time they come to do their sound check, which is only 10 minutes, they get two run-throughs. The first run-through is they'll get to sing, and then by the second run-through, they'll say, oh, can you turn my vocal up? Can I have a bit more band in my mix? And that's it. That's all they get. But then they come back on, and then they come back, 3 days later and perform it in front of the cameras,
So that's the process. Not much, that's good to know for when we inevitably, or Brooke inevitably, has a crack on the show.
I don't think I'll even make it to camera, to be honest. But look, the nerves must be there, and I get that it would be there for you, Michael, because not only are you playing these songs and you're learning them so quickly, so many times the judges jump up on stage spontaneously, and that stresses me out to watch because I think, how do they know what to play? How are they ready for it? Do you just have to be on guard?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you've got to be on guard. And the way that rolls is that our musical director, and we're all on earpieces, so we hear each other. We've all got microphones, and we talk to each other really quietly, obviously. We can hear what's going on. So what will happen is that if we play a particular song, it might be a Keith Urban song or a Jess Mowboy song, Scotty might say to us, who's the musical director, he might turn around, don't be surprised if we have to play this again, guys. Just be on the don't go to the next song. Stay on the song, but be prepared. We might be doing this because I've got a feeling of what's going to happen. And look, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. But that 1%, where it's happened a lot in this season, we've got to be on the ready to play something. And, it is, like, the Blind Auditions are a pre-record. So there's times where, Guy Sebastian might turn around and go, Scotty, can we play this? And Scotty will get on the microphone and say to us, guys, does anybody know this? And I might say, oh, yeah, I've played this before. What are the chords quickly? Yeah, all right, Andy, drums, start the groove. Let's go, do it, There's been times like that where it's run smoothly, but there's been times where there's been some slight train wrecks, and we laugh, and they like that. The show likes the spontaneity of us just playing, and that's what happens on a show like that, But, look, knock on wood, we've been pretty good up until this point.
It does go to show, though, and it makes people like me nervous, that there is some real, true, raw talent that is involved in doing something like this. You make it look easy on the show. Clearly not at all the case. I would be lost out there. My clarinet skills wouldn't hold up.
We actually had a flute player, which is not the same vein, but last year, and she came out and she sang a Jessie J song. I think it was, I can't remember now, but she decided to put a flute solo in the middle of this song, and it was quite a rocky, I can't remember the song now off the top of my head, it'll come to me, but that was pretty spectacular because, you wouldn't expect a flute, so there's still hope here, Brooke.
There, you could be like Lizzo for the clarinet, Brooke.
That's my goal.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Oh, gosh. Oh, and I was going to say as well, you have quite an active presence on your Facebook at the moment. Do you want to give that a bit of a plug?
Yeah, look, my Instagram, Michael Dolce Music on Instagram. And just look me up, Michael Dolce on Facebook. I've got my website as well. But I'm currently going around the country doing a bunch of Q&A sessions and masterclasses at various schools in the country. So I will be in South Australia, Adelaide, later in the year.
Thank you so much again, Michael.
Thanks, guys, and appreciate your time and having me on the show.